This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Today on FCA Answers, bootstrapping business in the state of Virginia. I'm Max Kakis with FCA International. Welcome to FCA Answers. At a time when reductions in defense spending are being felt by businesses all across the country, what can states do to help ease the pain? The Commonwealth of Virginia is taking steps to give business a hand up and not a hand out. Our guests today are Paul Grossman, Vice President of International Trade with the Virginia Economic Development Partnership, and Brian Deering, Vice President of Business Development and Government Relations with HDT Global in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Brian and Paul, thank you for joining us today. Welcome to FCA Answers. Paul, we're here to talk today about the Going Global initiative. This is VEDP's new program to help Commonwealth businesses gain an edge in picking up business during a time of, as we mentioned, reductions in defense spending. I want to start with you with a capsule description of the Going Global program.
Sure. The purpose of the VDP's Going Global Defense Initiative is very simply to find new revenue streams from international markets for Virginia's defense companies. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. It's that focused. You know, having the U.S. Department of Defense as a sole client is probably not a good strategy for any company. Mm-hmm. And we've determined that there are options to find new sources of revenue, be it from foreign governments or foreign security agencies or even commercial entities in many markets around the world. Mm-hmm. And so the defense initiative is designed to introduce, ascertain, and get business from those new revenue streams from international markets.
Mm-hmm. And how long has the program been in effect right now?
Program started in August of last year, 2013, so we're in our seventh month. Mm-hmm. It's been very well received, and we're delighted to bring it to the companies across Virginia.
Good. We'll follow up on some of the details behind the program in just a few moments. Brian, I want to turn to you and ask you the inevitable question. Why is HDT Global participating in the Going Global program?
Well, just like many other Virginia defense-related companies, we've experienced a significant downturn in the last a year or so, especially with the continuing resolutions problem with the budget in Congress and the sequestration on top of that. It's been a very difficult market. And we see the international market, as Paul related to, as a way to get additional sources of revenue, and we think the VEDP program would be a good one for us. So we joined into it.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out about it?
I think we found out about it through advertising, or perhaps directly from VEDP themselves. I think VEDP through our contacts with them told us about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paul, do you have any estimates so far on the scope of the problem for Virginia businesses from the reduction in spending? Because obviously this is an initiative that you don't enter into lightly. This is you're basically extending out beyond the borders of the Commonwealth of Virginia to try and help out these businesses. And I'm sure there's a very good reason, or there are very good reasons for doing this. What's the scope of the problem?
Sure. To put things into context, Virginia is a very pro-military and, in fact, military-dependent state. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Pentagon is headquartered in Northern Virginia. The largest concentration of military personnel is down in Hampton Roads. Mm-hmm. We have 19 military installations. We have 22 military commands by 3 or 4-star officers. If you add both the active duty personnel and the civilian personnel, it's about 225,000 jobs in Virginia that are tied directly to the military infrastructure. Mm-hmm. That's about a $20 billion payroll.
Wow.
So when we talk sequestration or just overall trending down mm-hmm. in defense spending, it's going to be felt first in Virginia, and it's going to be felt foremost in Virginia. Mm-hmm. So the impact would be largely here in the Northern Virginia area, but also extending across the state and certainly down into the Hampton Roads where the maritime industry is concentrated.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Brian, we have about a minute or so to before we go to our first break, and I wanted to get a sense from you, from your colleagues in industry, about the problems that they're experiencing right now vis-a-vis this reduction in spending. What do you hear? What do you hear from your colleagues who are running businesses, trying to make payroll, trying to maintain their businesses in the middle of a slowdown like this?
Well, it's tough across the board. I talked to a number of people in the defense industry in Virginia, and everybody's in the same boat in this regard. In the downtrend, as Paul referred to, in spending makes it tough. Now, those of us who have been around a while, the defense industry does, you know, it is a cyclical business, and there are downturns at times. But the best way to go about that is to really control your costs and then find new markets. And that there's nothing magical about that. But so we're doing our part to control our cost, and so are other businesses across Virginia. But working with VEDP on the Going Global initiative helps us expand those revenue streams. And so that's the balancing act we've all got to do. It's a hard job. We're not complaining about it. It's just the market as it is. And so we've got to adapt, and we're adapting, and VEDP is helping with that.
Mm-hmm. And it's also sort of a premise in business that when you're in the middle of a slowdown, that's the time when you have to be innovative, and that's the time when you have to be smart, and you have to come up with new ways of looking for business and finding other revenue streams. Is that a good way to look at it, Paul?
I think any prudent business would certainly want to have a diversified portfolio of clients. And that's what this program is all about, is to find new clients that have different purchasing cycles, different budgetary resources at different times. And this diversification through new revenue streams from the international marketplace mm-hmm. is what we're hoping to achieve with this program.
Well, still to come, there's a first time for everything, including going global. You're listening to FC Answers on Federal News Radio.
If you are a defense-related company in Virginia, the Virginia Economic Development Partnership can help you increase your international revenue stream. The VEDP can help both new and experienced exporters enter new international markets. They can identify new markets, develop market entry strategies, and locate distributors and representatives for products or services. Put global trade to work for your business. Learn more at exportvirginia.org/defense. That's exportvirginia.org/defense.
Welcome back to FC Answers on Federal News Radio. I'm Max Kakis with Brian Deering, Vice President of Business Development and Government Relations with HDP Global, and Paul Grossman, Vice President of International Trade with Virginia Economic Development Partnership. Wanted to explore a little bit more about the Going Global program. Paul, is this the first time that VEDP has gone to bat this way for state businesses?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. No, in the respect that we have a very well-established export promotion program that's been in place for several decades, where we help companies from across the Commonwealth export their goods and services to markets around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, in the sense that this is the first time we've reached out with a concentrated effort, concentrated resources and energy specific to the defense industry.
Mm-hmm.
We had some learning experiences along the way over the past few years. But when we started this program in August of last year, 2013, this marks a first for Virginia to reach out to the defense industry to help them go global.
Mm-hmm. Was there a particular reason why you decided in this case to go with a program like this? Because, again, this represents a change for what you say you normally do or have done.
Yes, I think there are two reasons why we embarked on this program. The first is that defense spending in Virginia is about $59 billion a year,
mm-hmm.
And that's projected to decline in coming years, so it'd have a significant economic impact on Virginia's economy. The second is that there's not a lot of options for defense contractors. It may be glib to say, but I think it's accurate to say that you can't sell tanks to Walmart, and so you need to find alternative customers, and those customers can be found overseas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brian, I want to ask you, in terms of the resources that VEDP is bringing to Virginia businesses in terms of being able to help them. What's your understanding of the way that going global is going to be able to help you and your colleagues get new kinds of business or open up new lines of business outside of the borders of the Commonwealth of Virginia?
Well, Max, there's several sets of resources that the Going Global initiative brings to us. One area is the market research. I mean, we'd all like to go everywhere in the world, but no company has the resources to do that. So we have to shepherd our resources wisely while we're doing this. And one of the great things about the Going Global initiative is they do an excellent job of helping with market research that's addressable to a company. Paul mentioned tanks. Well, we don't make tanks. Our addressable market is different. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important to do that upfront research to make sure we get the right market that's addressable for us, for our company. And the Going Global initiative really helps on that part. And the second part is the trade missions. Once we've done the research with VEDP's help and found markets that we think are good for us, then VEDP does a great job of putting together excellent trade missions to target nations. And obviously, we won't go to every one. We'll go to those selected ones that make sense for us. We just had some folks over in Stuttgart, Germany, I believe it was last week, talking to the folks at AFRICOM. We've been on other trade missions with VEDP in the past, and they're very well organized. They're not vacations. They work you hard at VEDP,
right,
and you put in a long day. But at the end of that, you come away with a very good view of the market and some good leads and good contacts as well.
Mm-hmm. Paul, I'm wondering, when you take these trade missions overseas and you take businessmen out there, is there anything that they need to know for the first time when they're trying to get this business or when they're trying to make these contacts?
Well, to pick up on what Brian said, we tried to take all the guesswork out of it for them during the trip. So they know where the market is. They know the size of the market. We have an itinerary for each company tailored to their needs prior to the trip.
Mm-hmm.
But there is always wisdom in telling them to be reasonable in their expectations.
Mm-hmm.
We have found it takes on average 18 months to get that first international order. That may be even a longer sales cycle in the defense industry. So quick fixes are not normal in international business, and companies would do well to take a longer term view.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean necessarily that this is that the program is tailored more to a medium to a large size company, because those are the kinds of companies that have that kind of look ahead in terms of business cycles and in terms of being able to do product cycles and planning and all the things that come with working with defense industries? Because in a lot of cases, those are large companies, that's appropriate for a large company, might not necessarily be very appropriate for a small sub who's used to working on much shorter turnarounds.
Well, HDT has a great international story that I'm sure Brian would like to share with you, but the short answer is yes. A company has to be of sufficient size here in the U.S. market to even consider going international, to make that commitment in terms of management, that's commitment of resources, and stick with it for a period of years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's right, Paul. And, HTT Global was not always global. In fact, when we named our company HTT Global, that global part was more aspirational than it was actual. So, we were not a big company when we started that, but we weren't tiny either. You do have to have a certain amount of mass, if you will, to have personnel and the ability to do that. But with VEDP's help, we've done a great job, I think, of expanding our business internationally and trying to get those other revenue sources and try to bring in new business. And Paul's absolutely right about the sales cycle is a bit longer. You have to have patience. There are cultural things that you need to study before you go to any location. And one of the things that we've learned is one size doesn't fit all. You've got to tailor your offering to each specific market. But that gets back to VEDP's market research. If you use that research arm, it works out really well, because then you can know in advance to a larger degree what the right product offering is, what the right service offering is for those particular markets, and you adjust your approach just based on the research that we have and those kind of things. So that's a great thing. The research part really helps in conjunction with the trade missions. They go hand in hand.
Still to come, crystal balling the Going Global program. You're listening to FCA Answers on Federal News Radio.
FCA has been the association for global security since 1946. Experience FCA in action at its upcoming events. The Homeland Security Conference, March 10th to 12th at the Reagan Building, featuring the Small Business Partnership Symposium and Matchmaking on March 10th. And Coast Guard Intelligence Industry Day, April 2nd in Chantilly, Virginia. Many of FCA's events offer continuing education units to help you maintain professional certifications. Stay in the know with FCA's international journal, Signal Magazine. February's issue focuses on big data and maritime C2. Further your education by taking advantage of Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute's Step Forward training package that includes 36 cybersecurity courses. Support FCA's STEM efforts by sponsoring a scholarship or joining their Cycle for STEM team. Learn more and join today at FCEA.org. That's www.afcea.org.
If you are a defense-related company in Virginia, the Virginia Economic Development Partnership can help you increase your international revenue stream. The VEDP can help both new and experienced exporters enter new international markets. They can identify new markets, develop market entry strategies, and locate distributors and representatives for products or services. Put global trade to work for your business. Learn more at exportvirginia.org/defense. That's exportvirginia.org/defense.
Welcome back to FCA Answers on Federal News Radio. We're talking about the Going Global program with the Virginia Economic Development Partnership. And Paul, for people who want to get some information about the Going Global program, where do you go?
Full details about the program are on the exportvirginia.org website. Mm-hmm. Under the Defense Initiative, and full description of all components is available there.
Great. Now, one of my colleagues from Signal Magazine did an article fairly recently about the Going Global program. And the last time when I was in the middle of doing research on this project, I believe you had about 123 companies that were involved in the program. How's it going so far?
We've passed the 150 company mark at this point, which is really good. In our first 6 months of the program, there are still slots available in the various program components. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage companies to act and act quickly.
Great.
We do have limited resources, and once those resources are used up, we'll have to figure out a different approach. But we have, it's been a tremendous level of interest from defense companies across the state from all different sizes.
Mm-hmm. Brian, when you talk to your colleagues in the business industry and you tell them that your company, HDT, is participating in the Going Global program, what do you tell them in terms of why they should maybe consider doing this and why this is a good thing?
Well, Max, I might not mention it to every company, particularly our competitors. You guys don't listen. But in talking to our industry colleagues, one of the things we say is, what are you doing to help grow your business? How are you managing in this tight defense market? And, you get a variety of answers, but generally there's a lot of interest in doing international business in the defense industry. And so I'll often tell people you should definitely check out exportvirginia.org and go out and see what's going on. We're using various parts. We're not using all of it. There are various components, and we're not doing all of them. So that's what I say to folks. I'd encourage any company, not just big companies, even fairly smallish companies, if they have the aspiration to do international work, I would encourage them to go after it and stretch a little. I think if we made a mistake, we didn't go international soon enough.
And really?
I would encourage any company that intends to grow and intends to stick around. You really need to be looking at your international paths earlier rather than later. And VEDP is a great organization within Virginia to help you do that.
Mm-hmm. So the opportunities are there if you're positioned properly and if you have the right resources to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there.
Oh, absolutely. And one resource that the Going Global Initiative has helped us with is getting the CE mark on our products. Hmm. The CE mark is kind of like the European version of UL listing,
right.
But it's not just used in Europe. A lot of Asia demands CE marks, and a lot of South America demands the CE mark, and so does a lot of the Middle East. And so if you don't have that on your products, and we manufacture things, That's a barrier to entry, and so VEDP has been very helpful with us getting key products certified with that CE marking so that we can, through a regulatory process, be able to sell them in those markets.
Right. Paul, I want to ask you, how is VEDP planning to measure success when it comes to this program? Obviously, metrics are something that people pay attention to, and you want to know that the investment that you're making and that the other businesses that do are participating here is paying off. How are you going to measure that?
Well, that's a great question, Max, and the answer gets back to the beginning of our conversation: revenue.
Mm-hmm.
We measure our success by finding new revenue for companies. So it's sales that are consummated, contracts that are signed, distributors, representatives that are signed up that provide a long-term context for companies to continue to obtain sales in foreign markets. I think Brian will concur that the number one worry of any business on a daily basis is cash flow and getting additional monies to allow the company to expand. So the metric for us is getting international sales for Virginia Defense Companies.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, too, that the program has been very well received. Anecdotally, what do you hear from the businesses that are taking advantage of this and working with the program? What kinds of feedback are you getting from them, the anecdotal kind of feedback?
Well, what we hear is that they, rightly or wrongly, are surprised at the amount of international opportunities that heretofore they had probably ignored.
And that's what Brian was saying.
Exactly. They're also surprised at the level of assistance that's available through the VEDP. Also, other federal agencies, U.S. Department of Commerce and the State Department and Department of Defense, all want to see American companies, in this case Virginia companies, be successful on the international marketplace. So there's a wide variety of assistance to help defense companies be successful in the international market.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any reading at this point about how long the Going Global program will be continuing? Do you have any thoughts about that so far? You've been into the program for about 7 months now, you say. And what are the thoughts there?
Well, the program will continue as long as there is interest, and the interest has been overwhelming, as I mentioned, just companies almost standing in line to go with us on our trade missions around the world. So as long as we have the resources and the interest is there, we're going to be fortunate to be in a position to continue the program for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts before we close out here, Brian?
Yeah, you know, Paul is absolutely right. Any company, defense or otherwise, is interested in revenue and cash flow, and that's very helpful. And the other side of that is, of course, is managing spending wisely. And so, the great thing about the Going Global Initiative is it helps us define the addressable markets for our company that are specific to our product set and our services set. And so that's the great thing about it, is that it's not just bringing in the revenue, that's very important, but also not spending money unwisely on the other side. And that's a nice balance that you can get from the Going Global Initiative.
Mm-hmm. Final comments, Brian. Is this something that you recommend highly to people who are running businesses in the Commonwealth of Virginia?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of VEDP and the Going Global Initiative. And so I would certainly recommend that. And again, just to reiterate, it's not just for big companies. And I would we have a lot of subcontractors and suppliers, and I talk to those folks regularly. And I try to encourage those people to say, listen, diversify your market. If you can't depend on us 100% of the time, we want you around as an industrial base. So it's in our interest to keep these subs and suppliers up and running and their production lines warm, because we need them. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of it, and I would encourage any company to do it.
Sounds good. Well, I want to thank our guests, Brian Deering, Vice President of Business Development and Government Relations with HDT Global, and Paul Grossman, Vice President of International Trade with the Virginia Economic Development Partnership. Special thanks to the AFSCA Small Business Committee for production help with today's show. Got a question about what we've discussed today? Got an answer? The conversation continues on our blog at federalnewsradio.com. Search AFSCA. That's A-F-C-E-A. That's also where you can download this program and our previous shows for listening on your schedule. This program is a production of AFSCA International, which is solely responsible for its content. On the web at AFSCA.org. I'm Max Kakis. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for AFSCA Answers on Federal News Radio.